Annie, what would happen that night that you gave the stink eye to Nadav?
There wasn't a problem. I was just wondering what made him do that, and it had nothing to do. It wasn't personal to me. I just was
right,
surprised.
Right, because I bought everyone's drink. And
so you just
right.
wanted to know yeah. what he was up to.
I was just curious.
Was there a woman there?
I wasn't paranoid that like something was going to happen.
All dudes, Drew.
All dudes. So he did want to have sex with somebody.
Hi, I'm Dr. Drew, and this is Dr. Drew After Dark. Please be advised that Dr. Drew After Dark may contain sexually oriented content and be unsuitable for young children.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Dr. After Dark. We are so grateful that you are here. I'm so grateful for you sending in. Look at these emails, everybody. I've got emails for years. I've got voice messages for years. We're going to get it to everyone we possibly can here. Some of them are getting kind of heavy, as a matter of fact. Of course, a number here for the voice messages are 818-253-1693. And these emails come in at drafterdark@gmail.com. And do not forget the Rational Revolution, the merchandise. There they are. That's everything. Anal starts at 50. Oh, no, anal starts at 50. He's gone, huh? No longer up there, guys?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that was a two-year design. We got a refresh, homie.
We've also been over this. Just want to let you know that.
Yeah, I know. Oh, okay. But I thought it would kind of come back or something. But I like How Effing Dare You. How
really?
Effing Dare
this one's
You.
My favorite.
I know. That one creeps everybody out.
And, it does?
My wife had the good sense to say, my wife has a good sense to say, well, Drew used to look like that. But she's like, it's too emphatic about it, like constantly, like, well, you used to, there was a time. Like, okay, thanks, honey.
You don't
I got
look
it.
Like that anymore?
I got
Come
it.
Come on, pop
I
that shirt it. Off real quick. Let's yeah, just do a quick compare.
One day. We are talking about, I cut my hair a little shorter, and we are talking about me trying to emulate Annie and his new haircut, right? Has anyone commented on that yet? Anybody seen that?
No, I mean, it's not new. I just always wear hats and beanies and shit, but yeah, I've been bald for a minute.
Oh.
Yeah, long time.
Huh, actually. You pulled that one off on me, huh?
Yeah.
Very good.
I just like accessorizing, like, I don't, I definitely, you know, didn't intend to go bald, so I was
Are
was
you,
have
you, do you have to shave it on a regular basis?
Yeah.
Like, every day?
If I want to show it, definitely, yeah. It'll start growing.
And why did you start shaving it like that?
Well, because I'm going to get the male pattern baldness, so I'm not doing the fuck. I ain't going to be that horseshoe motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it. You're going to get it? Or are you like anticipating like your grandfather had it, therefore I'm going to get it? Or do you actually have the beginning of it?
I already have.
You have some.
Yeah, the hairline receded, and I got the little spot in the back.
You can always put some Rogaine on there and try to stop it.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't.
Propecia, that works too. I mean,
yeah, but doesn't that potentially make your dick soft or whatever?
Yep.
It's like, yeah, I ain't
and doing it, but Horton, note for people out there, something like 20% of the guys that get that side effect get it permanently.
Right.
That's a lot.
So that's a lot. I've called all my patients on Propecia. I said, look, I have to tell you that if I'm going to continue prescribing it, you have to understand this potential. And every single one of them stayed on it.
But wait, hold on. But if does that mean that even without like the help of dick pills, like it won't work?
The dick pills push through everything, right? Pretty much. You know, there are all kinds of other things in addition that, you know, maybe you guys don't, maybe we got to review this.
Yes.
Okay, let's kind of review this. Where shall I start with this? So,
because people try and keep their hair to keep the dick flowing, and if the dick stops,
No, I know. They want to be attractive to the opposite sex, but once they make the attraction, they can't deliver the goods, and that's a problem. And so, but just so you know, so the Propecia really works, and it works so well that people want to stay on it. That's my point. And they, even with the potential risk of a soft dick, they stay on it. That's going to be the clip to this week. What was I saying about it? It also reduces the risk of prostate cancer. So there's some benefits to being on it. It's just you got to understand
now,
the risk rewards.
Does it just stop the balding, or does it bring stuff back?
Both. It mostly stops. Mostly stops. But I've seen some stuff come back. Same with Rogaine. I've seen people come back like crazy on Rogaine. But so here's the dick pill thing. So I have announced that I'm working with a company that makes one of these medications. I'm doing some advisory work with them. So full disclosure, that is Petros Pharmaceuticals. But I'm just going to talk to you about the class in general. So these are things called PDE5 inhibitors, right? When you're, do you know how erections happen? Either you guys.
Well, yeah, you look at a picture.
No, I mean how they physiologically happen.
Yeah, you got like this carnivorous tissue, right? And then
cavernous, and then, carnivorous.
Yeah.
Carnivorous tissue. Well done.
Both very wrong in different
it's
ways.
It's cavernous and carnivorous. Well done. So, okay, you have this carnivorous tissue. Yes, yeah, the cavernous body.
Yeah,
right?
And then you got some chick, right?
No. Let's stay with the cavernous body. Yeah. So what you have is these arterioles. Okay, I need pictures. Get me the arterioles, penile arterioles coiled. Well, let's put those four words together, whatever. Penile arterioles coiled, three words.
Let's go penile arterioles.
Yeah. Got him. There it is. And a picture. It's worth 1,000 words. No, keep going. Not what I'm looking for.
The cavernous stuff?
No. That's the cavernous stuff, all right. But I want to go on a smaller microscopic level. They're not giving me that. They're still giving me the gross anatomy here. I don't want that. I want tiny, tiny vessels.
Micro.
Keep going. It's not the micro penis. It's the micro. Oh, there they are over there in the lower right. Lower right.
If it's stupid and it works, it's not stupid.
See it? Lower right. There it is. Can't blow that up. Okay. You see those little coiled things?
Yeah,
look at those. Now, those, when they uncoil, it really, because the coiling changes the flow rate of blood into the penis, the coiling itself. And when they uncoil, like think about coiling a hose up, right? The water doesn't come out so good in the end. And you uncoil it, whew, stuff starts coming out the end. That's exactly what happens. And that's mediated by nerves that end at those coils, right? And those nerves release nitric oxide. And the nitric oxide is what contributes to the uncoiling. You guys with me?
I think so.
Anybody? Any with me?
No. But no. Yes, I'm listening.
So the issue, I'm glad you're saying no, because I want to make sure everybody gets this, that the penis enlarges based on...
It's not because you're not explaining it properly.
It's because you're dissociating during
I'm just thinking about, every time you talk about this sort of shit, like when you talk about...
Spoils
like
it?
No, not at all. Not at all. Quite the opposite, actually. I think when you talk about like sex, especially if you're talking about like genitals or something, mm-hmm. I just imagine you doing that with a woman, being like,
this is why we need my wife here.
Imagining Drew in bed explaining how his dick works.
She knows I have an easel up with pictures on it and a stick, and I point at what's happening. And honey, we need more lubrication. Here's how that's going to work.
Here's how it works, right? With your fucking smooth voice.
No, I don't do that. I don't do that.
You should, bro.
No, well, let's ask the right person. Let's ask the person who would be the object of all that, see if that works for her. I doubt it, knowing Mrs. Pinsky. Anal starts at 50. So you guys are with me. Do you get a sense of where this all is going on? It's going on in that... what you call it, carnivorous body, cavernous body, right?
The carnivorous
body. Yeah, so those coils are in the carnivorous body, right? Okay?
Yes.
And they're called spiral arteries. And there's a little complexity to all this, but this is the basic stuff. Think about coiling a hose. What happens when you coil a hose up?
No, like, water really tightly. Gets towards the end of
right.
it.
Right. Got that, any? Good?
Yeah, it coils.
Okay. Uncoil it and shit gets to the end now, right? And that's the basic phenomenon here with the increasing... Penises get hard by blood going in more than blood going out, right? Most people think it's decreasing the outflow. That's why people use cock rings and things like that. They're trying to prevent blood from going out. And to some extent, there's a little bit of that going on. You can maybe make things a little more turgid with that. But the going in blood is really what causes an erection, right? That's what causes the cavernous body, or forever we now be known as carnivorous bodies, to fill with blood. Now, there are nerves going to those arteries that cause them to uncoil. If those nerves don't work right, they don't uncoil, okay? So things like prostate surgeries and spinal injuries and other things can affect that nerve, so it just is not getting the signals down to the tip where those arteries are that release the nitric oxide from the nerve cells. Are we with me?
I'm with you. That's kind of wild. So how would, like... If a guy couldn't get it up because he's like insecure or something, how the fuck? So he's controlling those nerves? Like,
because
he's
there's
up his nerves?
Well, there's a little more to it too. There's an autonomic and there's sort of autonomic input into it, sort of automatic sort of phenomenon that go in, but stimulation activates that whole system, and anxiety suppresses it.
Whoa.
So there's descending phenomenon, things that come from our brain and go down to that area that affect it, right? Now, obviously, things that affect it in the positive direction, too. We see, you know, as males, we see something, those arteries uncoil, right? So it's the same, right. it goes, you know, there's differing inputs into that system. But I want to get to the, what do you call them, dick pills? So to the dick pills, the nitric oxide accumulation is the whole story. Phosphodiesterase 5 is an enzyme that breaks down nitric oxide, right? So when the nitric oxide is released, this enzyme breaks it down. The dick pills inhibit the breakdown. They inhibit the phosphodiesterase 5. Does that make sense? Mm, so the nitric oxide accumulates, or there's more nitric oxide. In other words, you're helping those nerves out to release whatever they release stays there longer, so it causes the uncoiling.
Now, I got a question.
I'm not quite done, but go ahead. Don't let me, go ahead.
So
go ahead.
I don't want to interrupt.
Go ahead. Sorry. Ask the question. That may be pertinent.
Well, I was just going to say that if that pill inhibits the breakdown of nitric oxide, can't you just inject nitric oxide so it's overloaded?
You know, people try to do that kind of stuff, and it's almost like, think about your brain. Well, if the serotonin reuptake inhibitors only just stop the uptake, and they increase the serotonin in the synapse by reducing the uptake of serotonin, why don't we just give people serotonin? It doesn't get where it needs to go. That's the simple answer I can give you. It just doesn't get there. But you can do other things. There are injectables of certain prostaglandins you actually inject into the base of the penis that will also do this. Look up Caverject. Caverject. Now we'll go to these interesting phenomena.
Carnivorous Ject?
Carnivorous Ject. Caverject. Yeah. Hmm. There it is. There's Caverject. There it is. God. There's the picture.
I'm not going to scroll any down because I think there's something we can't show.
Yeah. You can't show that? Really?
We could show this.
Okay, yeah, good.
I think that's...
What was... Oh, the particular...
Yeah,
yeah,
I think
yeah.
There was
a
photo of someone using this.
Yeah, and I don't want to... And I'm not speaking of any particular product. I'm not recommending one product over another. I'm just telling you the general category. So that's how that works. That's alprostadil. Alprostadil, yeah. And there are, of course, implants. Now we're getting into a different thing. Let's look at penile implants. Have you ever gone down this path, you guys?
Yeah. Remember the, because you have pumps in the balls.
Yeah, we did that. Okay, we did a long time ago. Yeah, that's right.
That sounds cool.
Okay, now, so let me just finish the dick pills, so-called. There are, there's Cialis, which is a long-acting pill. People sometimes take it every day. Sometimes they take it an hour or so before.
Is that the one with that old whistling dude, like way back in the day?
I don't.
It was like, do, 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 do.
It sounds like that's what it would make you do, but.
Cialis. I think that was the Cialis.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Cialis. There is, of course, the sort of the original one, which was Viagra, and that was originally being developed as a cardiac medication, and they noticed, because it also causes dilation of arteries and veins around the heart that affect the heart, and so they were using it, I think, as an anti-angial medication, with heart pain medication. And so they found, oh, my God, these guys are getting more easy to get erections. Maybe we should look at it for that, which is how a lot of medication, a lot of things are discovered in pharmacology. So, yeah, so they discovered that. And that's a more intermediate-acting medication. There is Stendra, which is, again, lesser side effects, another milder one. And then finally, the short-acting one, I'm forgetting. Look up short-acting PDE5. People, there it is. There it is.
Okay,
yeah. Look, Stendra.
The one that says Sildenafil.
Yeah. Else. I need that one.
It's up a little bit.
There it is. Okay. There are the three I've mentioned so far, but there is one more. See if they can give us one more. I'm sorry, guys, that this is boring, but I have an obligation to talk about the whole class when I talk about it. There they are. Types. Keep going. Okay. Stendra. Levitra. Mm. Levitra is the other one. Sorry about that. That's a very short-acting one. People, in my experience, I've prescribed it, but people don't sort of like it, that one, so much. I don't know why, but that's not the favorite typically. And again, this is a really, really super common problem, as you know from this podcast, you know, and I'm going to be sort of doing, because of this, I think I'm sort of getting more involved in men's health stuff. And I think you guys have all heard me talk about all this stuff so much now. So, okay.
Wait, hold on. I got more dick questions.
All right, go ahead.
So there's like four dick
pills
here.
Yeah.
Why are there four? Like, isn't it like, do you really need four different pills to make
you know why? Hard? Yeah. Because they have slightly different side effect profiles. They are different pharmacology, meaning short acting, intermediate acting, long acting, milder, stronger, that kind of thing. So,
so different intensities and stuff.
Different pharmacology.
Well, just for science's sake, which one of these gives you the most intense boner?
Well, it's, I mean, I'm,
and last the longest.
The last the longest is Cialis. Well, the Cialis is the longest acting. You know, people sometimes use one of the others, you know, Stender or Viagra on top of the Cialis. That happens sometimes too. So it depends on your.
Interesting.
A healthy person would never do that. And by the way, there are side effects from these medications. You have to be really careful with. It's not all medications are potentially dangerous. That's why when you see these things on TV, they go, you could get greasy diarrhea and could get blah 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 blah. Because that's all the reality that any medicine can hurt you.
Go to a doctor first.
It's not even that. It's why I don't like healthy people using these things. It's not a recreational phenomenon. Though there's a long track record with this class and it's largely safe. So, of course, I've had prostate surgery, right? And my concern with the prostate surgery, what is called nerve sparing, right? The nerves that we're talking about that go to the coils sit on the underside of the prostate, right? You guys have been... Don't call me daddy. We're back to that again. Where you guys are improving your understanding
right.
of where semen comes from or where sperm comes
it's
from.
The semivesies.
Yeah. But the nerves also, yeah, prostate nerves. Let's see. These aren't, yeah. Oh, there you go. That one on the top left is probably about your best bet. Yeah. The point is the nerves, that's kind of, see how, okay, there it is. See the nerves going out to the penis? Because the thing at the top right is the penis, believe it or not. As you go to the top right,
Wait, is this the butt?
That's the butt. That's the butt. So
and
above.
That's the penis?
That's
no,
the
no,
bladder.
No.
That's
the penis
bladder.
Is the, yeah.
There's your penis. And you see how the nerves, you see how the nerves go across.
You see what I'm saying?
Every time.
What? What happened?
Oh, just there's your penis.
Just the way you say it, bro.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad I keep you guys happy, and I'm glad I'm very consistent.
Hey, learning's fun when it's with you.
So you see how the nerves come across the base of the prostate. You're looking up from the butt to the taint, right? There's the up there, taint right there, and prostate right there. And so the nerves coming across the prostate going to the penis. See that? On both sides of the prostate?
Yep.
Yeah. That is what you want to spare. You don't even want to touch them, because if you touch nerves or stretch them, they die. So when you take the prostate out, I mean, you've got to get all that off the prostate with the robot.
Tricky.
It's very tricky. And so when I was having my prostate surgery, you know, I sat down with the surgeon. I go, all right, what's the reality here? He goes, well, I've done 1,100 surgeries so far, zero complication. I went, all right, let's go. Ready for that.
Hell yeah.
So make sure you're with the right surgeon.
So all your nerves are...
spared.
Hell yeah.
Spared.
Now, going back to this...
In fact, that's a full disclosure.
Yeah.
Probably an improvement in my overall functioning. Like more control, strangely.
More control?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
What was the procedure you said you got done?
How important is keeping a prostate?
I would not recommend it.
What do you need it for anyways? Like, I'm cool with dry loads.
It's dry loads. It's immune function primarily. That it's the... It's the it protects things, you know, it lubricates and it protects against bacteria going upstream and stuff.
So you just get sick a couple more times?
But
again?
You could
use it.
I know my male counterparts. I know how important it is. You guys should never have said this. I'm gonna have guys pretending to have prostate cancer. So and understand that was a serendipitous and lucky remind me to ask my wife about this when she comes in here. Are we good? Are we all done with the topic? Or we need to.
I think we're done with the topic.
Yeah.
But I do remember, like, when we were looking at this diagram of the spiral artery.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been to the gym before and I've seen guys with this spiral thing either like right on their forehead or right on their bicep. Like,
Those are veins. And if you see them, if they're very tortuous and very obvious like that, think steroids. Because the veins that you see in a normal dude should be sort of straight,
okay.
And they shouldn't be that obvious. But when they're really like they're very complex and lots of them, think steroids.
Gotcha.
Because that's the blood coming back, right? That's not arteries. You can't see the arteries in your arm.
I see.
You can't see them in the penis either. The stuff you see, let's go back to the one in the middle there with the cross section of the penis. Yeah. Do you see that dorsal vein at the very top at 12 o'clock? See where it says dorsal vein? That you can sometimes see. But that, again, is a vein. Maybe just get, let's get a picture of a dorsal vein. Let's dorsal vein.
I don't think we could show that.
A diagram you could, right?
I mean, this is the diagram.
All right. Okay. Are we under more scrutiny these days? Is something happening?
I mean, I don't know. We're just showing a little. Like, we could show diagrams for educational purposes, but once we start showing actual dicks and pussies, I think.
Well, I was going to show a diagram of a dorsal vein. It's just the vein you see on top of the penis. That's all. All right. So I noticed something at the start of the show today, which sort of jumped out at me. And that is normally any, when he's coming through here and testing mics and doing his technical review, says obscene things, like lots of them, and pretends as though no one's going to notice it. And of course, I've mentioned it before on this show. And the reason I'm not saying it out loud is I thought, any is being respectful of Heather. We now have a female sitting back in there with you guys, right?
That is correct.
And
yes,
I thought that is probably a good thing. So, Annie, thank you for being respectful of our new cohort, our new team member.
Always.
Is that what happened, or was this just coincidence? And am I giving you more credit than it's due?
Nope. Those laser eyes that I told you to shut off a long time ago continue to stay on. Yeah, that's correct.
Sometimes it's a woman. Yeah, as they say, it's the dog not barking. It's things that aren't happening that catch my attention. And so I thought, wow. Normally I'm used to all kinds of stuff happening here, and he seemed very well behaved. So Heather. You've tamed the beast, number one, and B, welcome to the team and people. And if we step out of line, please let us know. It's clear that everyone's trying to be very respectful and appropriate now that we have a young lady in the presence here, which is sort of interesting given what we actually talk about on the show. But I guess that's different.
Yeah, we're excited for it. I mean, if you want to get to know her and grill her, I think you're more than welcome to.
Oh, I mean, she's part of the whole operation. Heather, you up for that? Does she have a mic? Does she have access to a mic?
Yeah, give me one second. Me and her are going to switch spots.
Okay.
She said, sure. All right, I have Heather sitting right next to me.
So Heather, welcome.
Thank you.
Have you been on any of the other shows prior to this?
No, I just sat in on where my mom's at on Monday.
And she didn't pull you into anything?
She said she was going to, and then it didn't happen.
Okay,
so
see.
She's going to give me some more time.
I'm just better than Christina, that's all. I'm more accommodating to our new staff, more welcoming. And so where are you from?
I am from the Central Sierras in California.
Like a Big Pine or something? Lone Pine?
It's about an hour and a half east of Fresno up in the mountains.
Oh, so you're up in there. So Bass Lake and all that business?
Kind of, yeah. Shaver Lake, Huntington Lake,
nice.
In between those.
And how did you get involved with these rogues?
So my husband's been listening for a really long time, like, I don't know, 4 years or something. And I started listening like 2.5 years ago.
So he's a main mommy. He's a real mommy, true mommy.
Yep. So we watch it together, and then.
What's his favorite thing?
Probably Your Mom's House.
Mm.
Yeah.
Fuck him. Anyway. So I've just primed you. What's your favorite? What's your favorite show? You can say Where My Mom's At. I'll let you go with that one.
I do listen to your show
a lot,
though.
You.
No,
okay, good.
I listened to like 3 episodes to make the drive out here.
Anything, any questions arise? Any concerns? Anything catch your attention in terms of the stuff we talk? You just learn stuff here.
Yeah, it's fun.
Good. All right, it's fun, right. So it's like a new version of Loveline, strangely. It's, because people have those same questions. They're just, in a new context, they're equally as desperate to get information. So, how long have you been married?
4 years this year.
Okay, did you guys meet?
We were both going to music school.
Oh, for what?
So I got my degree in commercial music, and he did as well. But he's audio recording, and I'm music business.
Do either of you play an instrument or compose or anything?
Yeah. What? So I play piano. That was my instrument through school. And then my husband plays guitar and sings and records.
There could be a band brewing here, right?
I know.
I'm learning bass.
We got four tromboners in our fucking, in our studio.
Four trombone players?
That's right.
Well, I've I was in New Orleans. God, we go all over the place here. I was in New Orleans a couple weeks ago, and the trombone is back as a jazz instrument.
What the fuck does that even mean? The trombone is back.
Tromboner, man.
That's what we're gonna be called.
I was at one of the balls. My friend Tyrus was one of the monarchs. We went to the ball, and at that mall, they had three blues bands that were exceptional. But one, the head of the band, was a trombone player who was doing a lot of solo trombone, and the other was a trio of trombone players. And I thought, wow, I've not seen. It feels like it's kind of back. You know, it's like the old. What was the guy's? There's a famous trombone player, James. Help me, everybody. Last name was James.
I definitely don't know. We can look it up.
Anyway, but the trombone was a big deal for a band leader at one point, and now it's like I think coming back. So interesting. All right. Well, welcome, Heather. Anything? Your relationship going well with your husband?
Yeah, it's going great.
And has he moved here also to work with this organization, or is he doing something else?
He works remote in music publishing, so he's able to.
Is he a lawyer?
No, he works in the back end of YouTube and puts claims on videos when people are using songs without permission.
Oh, gentlemen, are you thinking what I'm thinking? We now have an inside track to be able to use some music here. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, how many times have we been like, we can't, there's music, but now
is
it's
that
like
supposed to be Nadav?
That's Nadav. and of course that's Nadav. You're close. But now we just, call Heather's husband and you're in, man. This is good.
Yeah, I mean, he's offered. He's like, if you need me to,
this is a big deal, gentlemen. In fact, I may call him for stuff on my own show, on my own streaming show. All right, so Heather, any questions for you now that we've got you in the hot seat here?
Oh, gosh.
Because the boys have lots of questions always. You know, you hear them. They ring in. They're coming with stuff.
I guess I could go back to I had a tumor on my butt. In 2017, got that removed.
A sarcoma?
No, it was consistent with a teratoma.
Teratoma? How weird. That's probably been there since you were born, right?
That's what they said. They said it was really slow growing. It was the size of a tomato when it got removed.
Hold on. I'm going to freak the guys out a little bit. I don't know that yours had all this, but why don't you look up a teratoma? Let's get a picture of a teratoma on the screen here. And you guys know what a teratoma is? Nadav? No? No? Oh, there we go.
Hold on,
we're getting
one
there.
Sec.
I'm making this as hard as possible for you guys. So
pretty much.
But this is good. I'll do this again, no doubt.
But teratoma, no, I have.
Picture of a teratoma. Let's get an actual teratoma. Not a diagram, but an actual picture. There we go. I'm not seeing it, unfortunately, because I got you guys on my screen. Yeah, let me see the teratoma, so I'll tell you which one. Oh, look at that. Oh, keep going down. Keep going. These are awful. These are terrible teratomas. These are actually, God, awful, terrible stuff. So this is, okay, these are bad. Forget it. I didn't mean it. You don't want to show you that. These are all congenital teratomas. Teratoma is a germ cell tumor which can differentiate as a mass into any tissue. So when you take out a teratoma, you'll find eyeballs and hair and teeth and all kinds of cool stuff. And Annie is dissociating right now. I can see it.
No,
oh, you like this?
That's fucking cool.
Oh,
yeah,
that's cool.
What the hell?
So
fucking clone.
Yeah, yeah,
DNA or
yeah.
Some
how
shit?
Was what yours the there, Heather? What'd you find in yours?
I think it was mostly skin cells.
Skin cells. Yeah.
So it wasn't too gnarly, but yeah, they called it my twin, or my family did, and I named it Winnie. So I was like, Winnie, get out of my ass, please. Yeah,
there's a lot packed into that. You're new. I won't do that. I won't go down that road. But yeah, they sometimes, not really, but sometimes you can have a twin that gets absorbed, and that kind of thing happens. But that's a little different. But teratomas are probably more spontaneous. But anyway, whatever it is, Heather, welcome. And if we step out of line, I trust you will. And we make you uncomfortable anyway, I trust you will let us know. Okay.
I knew what I was signing up for.
Get her to sign something. We have to quote that and have her. Okay, good. Well done. All right, let me right now go to some emails as we get Nadav back in position, because Nadav has some questions for me. I used to deal with parents. This is traumatized by fighting parents. Argued a lot throughout my childhood. I began to think I was hearing them arguing next door, but when I checked, they weren't there at all. It happens now 17 years later. I'm at home alone. I tried Googling it for basic answers, and it says it's triggered from loud noises. Do you have any thoughts on this? And if so, advice on how to fix this issue. Thank you very much. So it's an hallucination, but it's really what's called an illusion, right? It's like you think you're seeing something there, like a mirage almost, and then you go, oh, it wasn't what I thought I saw. But it's in the same probably biology as hallucination, but it's not associated with the kind of psychiatric stuff we think of as hallucinatory, because it's really just an illusion. As they said in Google, a loud noise gets kind of misinterpreted. Your brain is so used to being so wired into trauma and it's alert to the patient's fighting that any loud noise goes to that. Even when you're in a quiet moment, it can sort of reactivate. Hey, Hitler and the Booth Boys. Ever since I was a young child, I have an overwhelming fear of death. Pretty normal. If I let myself think about it for too long, I'll have an anxiety panic attack. It's a feeling of fear that's almost indescribable. What do I do to fix this? Alexis from Arkansas. So, Alexis, this is more about the panic than the fear of death, right? So you've taught yourself, quite literally taught yourself, to have a panic attack in association with this recurrent fear, this recurrent thought you have about dying. And you have to... The way people would deal with this is an exposure therapy. They teach you to be able to have the thought without having the panic, so the panic eventually extinguishes. I don't know that you could do this on your own so much. You might look for something online, but this is the kind of thing that I would bet online therapies and stuff would work for really, really well. So it's just something where you have to have somebody else kind of almost, it's not really meditative, but sort of walking you through it so you learn to tolerate the thought of the fear of death, which is a real thought, an appropriate fear, but it doesn't escalate into a panic, because the panic is the disabling part.
Oh, so. Yeah. Great advice, Drew.
Great advice. And speaking of advice, Andy, you got something for me?
Oh, yeah. I had a question for you.
Mm.
And it's, excuse me. I noticed.
You noticed? This is already starting. It's really interesting. I've never heard you start a question like that, because that's how I always start. It's so funny. I've noticed. Yes, go ahead. You're learning. It's good.
I noticed. We all hung out on Friday.
When we, you mean that when we had the dinner and stuff?
No.
You act this like, for last like, Friday.
Me and the studio boys.
Yeah.
We all went out to go see a movie. And beforehand,
what movie did you see?
We saw The Batman.
Ooh, how was it?
I couldn't tell you because then you ruined most of it.
It sucked.
Was he talking during it or something?
No. He fell asleep for the first hour, woke up, immediately got popcorn, came back. It was like, oh, what's up, Batman? And then he's like, oh, I mean, look, I don't want to give away any spoilers on this, but Batman
just,
is...
You know, I have to go to a movie with any. I just have to.
You're not
going to
like it.
But it better be... I think it's going to have to be a comedy, though. That would be so fun.
And then he started posting Instagram stories movie with people with
fantastic,
blood on their
face
and stuff.
Fantastic.
That's not true. You keep saying that. You keep saying...
That's what
I saw. I just posted Batman.
Look, that's not even the question that I had.
It was just Batman.
That's not
there
even
was
the
no
thing.
You're just setting the scene right now.
It's like any ruins movies. Big shocker.
I sure don't.
So beforehand, we went to go get drinks and food and all that. And, you know, we're getting close to the movie coming, and I was just, you know, the guy came, I was like, hey, can we get the check, please? And I covered it, and Ennie just gave me shifty eyes for like about 5 full minutes. He's like, why are you doing this? Why would you do that?
Like, what do you want from me?
Right. He's just like, what? Do you think
have
sex at the end of the night?
So,
like,
hold on.
Think
so
I'm
hold
fucking
on.
Covering?
Slow down. Slow your roll. So have you never covered the bill for him?
I have attempted multiple times and he's never let me.
That's not even
he's
true.
Never let me.
Now that's you've let true. Me cover your bill, right? Both you guys.
Right. Yeah. I'm okay with people covering my bill.
But Andy, you okay
but
with me covering
Andy
your bill?
But Andy is not okay with me covering his bill sometimes.
It's just
that's not at all true.
Yeah, because we went to that wine bar one time, I'm like, hey, what do you want to drink? He's like, nah, that's all right, I got it.
Like
you wouldn't,
which one are you talking about?
The one that we went to with Chad, the one that he invited us to.
Because I was buying you stuff that night.
No, it started off with a round. I was like, hey, what do you want to drink? Let's get it.
But I already had a tap open. Why would I
Because you wanted to get
around. Because I wanted to get you. Yeah, because I wanted to get around.
So
let's
not get into the weeds of the operation. But there is an interesting thing here, which is we're all part of this very fun, successful thing. And I feel like everyone likes to show the appreciation for each other by taking them for dinner and buying them drinks. I feel like that's sort of a spirit here, right?
Yeah.
That's the
totally,
thing.
Yeah. We all like each other.
Yeah. And so what's the problem? What happened that night that you gave the stink eye to Nadav?
There wasn't a problem. I was just wondering what made him do that. And it had nothing to do. It wasn't personal to me. I just was
right,
surprised.
Right, because I bought everyone's drink. And
so you just
right.
wanted to know what he was up to.
I was just curious.
Was there a woman there?
I wasn't paranoid that like something was going to happen.
Drew.
All dudes. So he did want to have sex with somebody.
No, I wasn't paranoid that something was like going to happen to me or he wanted to get something from me. Yeah. I was just curious what sparked that because I've never seen that before. Yeah. Generally, he's the type to be like, if we get a meal, he's like, okay, I paid $33.86.
He's calling you a Jew. What's going on? He's racist.
Your words.
This is racist.
Any words, not mine.
He's getting full racist. Full on.
No, because that's how I've always been with my friends. It's like they'll cover a meal and then I'll cover a meal.
All right, so we need a new normal here, guys. We need to be taking care of each other.
It's, you're
not.
I'm used to that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm used to that type of – I just wasn't – generally, I put people in those like categories. It's like, oh, you're the type of person where we'll just fucking – keep buying stuff for each other.
Okay, so put Nadav in that category and see if he keeps up.
I'm
you should be thinking, oh, why was I not in that category? I need to live up to that. That's all. Just leave it at that. You guys build mountains out of molehills, both you dudes.
Yeah, that's the nature of our relationship.
I know. let me kind of disavow, diffuse that a little bit. That's not good. I don't like that.
It's a little
here.
Toxic, but I think we have fun with it.
You have fun with it, I'll grant you that, but it goes way longer than it need be. Way longer. Of course, you're stuck in a room. You see each other all the time. Is the new studio going to be similar kind of booth?
Sure is.
Yeah. So you're still like side by side and everything?
Mm-hmm. Right next to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
How is it? How is it over there? I'm long to go there one day. How is it? You guys get to do some
great.
Stuff there, right?
Like it's way better than the LA studio. I'll tell you that. A
nice.
Lot more room. You
nice.
Can move around. There's a place to eat. There's
Tom
a place
and Christina
to
like it? They're happy with it and everything?
Yeah. It's it's a real nice step up from where we used to be.
Nice. I you know, coming to Austin is it's kind of a relief. I know you guys keep saying move out here. It's not going to happen, but
why not?
But because this is working for me, but
it's central.
I'll tell you who called me freaking out about coming out here so often is your friend Bert Kreischer.
Yeah.
He is having problems.
Yeah. I think he's moving out here too.
No, he is not.
Maybe.
No way.
I thought he was looking at places.
Not to move out. He called me and said, we got to buy a condo together. He was wasted.
Wait, what?
What? He called me. Leanne was in the background yelling at him. Drew, he's drinking. I'm like, dude, come on. Called me wasted. We got to go in on a condo. We got so sick of these fucking hotels. Ah. And I thought, well, all right, I'll look into that. But I'm not sick of things. Things are kind of working for me. But it was interesting. Is he having to come out here much more frequently or something?
Yeah, because we shoot... I think, you know, no one has the endurance of you, Drew. So they're not able to, you know, record as many episodes.
Oh,
as
I see.
You.
I
so
see. I
he
see.
Comes out slightly more frequently. But you know what? It really would be so much easier if you just came into the studio every single week like you used to.
We didn't even do that. We were going every other week. We were going every other week or every couple weeks. We were going every couple weeks. I'm quasi open to that. It would really add to travel expense. It gets expensive very quickly. But I'm open to
That's just gas. I'll pay for your gas.
Gas? They're talking about jet fuel.
No, I'm talking about fucking you moving here,
boo. Oh, it's not gonna happen. When I think about how much I loathe California and LA County in particular, I'll sit in my backyard and just go. I've gotta tough it out. We're gonna. It's worth staying to kind of. Try to get this back, this wonderful state back where it should be. And it's kind of moving in that direction, believe it or not. Governor Newsom has started to say some things that were like sane. I was like, I'll get right behind you. But anyway.
You know he's going to regress. Just move out here.
I know.
Yeah, I'll buy a house with you.
Oh, dude, that's such
we'll move in.
And you, I think the great thing would be you, me, and Bert.
Sure.
That would be a house.
Bert was already saying he wanted to do it.
With you?
Yeah. He said he wanted a room in like my fridge. He's like, dude, we have like the same fridge.
He's asking for everybody to move in with him.
You could tag me out because he tried to get me to move in there, but that sounds like a complete nightmare. But I think the three of you would love it.
I'll see. I've talked to Mrs. Pinsky, but I'm very flexible, so I'm easy to get along with.
Look, man, move out of L.A., move into the compound with Bert and Annie, and I think that's
where you got. You looking
we'll
more
content with it?
Are you looking closer to downtown?
I'll look wherever the fuck you want me to.
Wherever you want to live is where they'll consider.
What was he? There's a beautiful condo across from my hotel I was looking at just now. I'm like, oh.
Well, well, well. Look at where we are now in just a matter of 2 minutes.
So is Bert going to do that? Is he going to move out here?
He's definitely considering thinking about it.
We should call him, like right now.
Yeah. He's the perfect person to do that to.
Yeah, you want to call him?
Should I call him?
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
All right, hold on a second.
I think he prefers FaceTime. I think that's
okay. He definitely does. That's a great call.
To see your face. Okay.
Yeah. How do I FaceTime him here?
Hit the video camera.
Oh, there we go. Thank you. FaceTime. There we go. All right, it goes on to his phone. Okay, yeah.
And now up to the mic and show it to the camera.
Wait, let me first get him up here. Oh, I can show it to the camera. The mic. Okay, got it. He's not answering. Imagine that. It's kind of early back home. It's like 10 in the morning.
No, he's doing reps at 6 a.m.
Yep, he's probably working
drop squat. Right
and Bert? Drunk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and drunk. Okay, yeah, okay. Weird, huh? Well, he was probably doing something. He'll call.
Well, he's actually on the road right now. I think he should be awake.
No, nothing. Okay, all right. We'll maybe next show we'll try again and see if we can get him. So
sounds good.
All right, let's give me a voice message. I want to get some voicemails going here. Let's do this.
Hey, Hitler. I have a white question. So mm-hmm. a friend told me that if you don't jerk off for a while and you let it build up, you can get sick. So is that true? Like, if you just don't come for a really long time, can anything bad happen? Yep, piss on me, beat me, and you bet I'm coming up in May. And,
no, but that's a great strategy, right?
Yeah,
I think I could answer this one, Drew.
You can always tell somebody makes you sick. That's what guys tend to try. I'm looking up right now for a urologist friend of mine. Here she is. Oh no,
I think
wait.
Don't get sick. You just get super crazy.
I want you to, if you want, I told you I want to get her in here. Ashley Winter. It's at Ashley ASHLEYG Winter. She's a female urologist. She's very funny, and she tweeted a couple days ago almost this exact question. I'm gonna see if I can find it for you. What were you saying there, Nadav?
That if you don't ever come, that you don't get sick, but you do get very crazy, angry.
Well, let me clarify this. But she did tweet this: nitric oxide supplements. Remember we were talking about nitric oxide?
Yeah, that makes your dick.
Are not a substitute for FDA-approved medication for erectile dysfunction, i.e., PDE5 inhibitors. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Supplements are not subjected to the same standard as pharmaceuticals at all in terms of the claims they make and that kind of thing. She had some guy in here talking about getting sick from not ejaculating. She goes, "Will you please stop?" So that's the tweet I'm looking for, but I'm not finding it right now.
Right. They get a little full, right?
So, all right. Eventually, you resorb it, right? You don't have to release the stuff that's in there, but it does put, you know, you do actually, some guys feel pressure almost like they have to urinate or defecate, and it does kind of make you preoccupied. Erections are more frequent, thoughts of sexuality more frequent, and for men that can make them almost continuous. And so there's sort of an optimal zone, right, where if you don't ejaculate a lot, your testosterone sort of stays low as a way of sort of reducing the production of all that stuff. Your body's adjusting to the lack of availability of the discharge. If you jack off too much, it also, your testosterone's drop off the other side. But under none of these conditions do you get sick. You might, in the sort of optimal zone, and you're building up a lot and more than you want to, you might get irritable, you might have, you know, preoccupations, but you're not getting ill. Next voice message. Goodness gracious.
Hey, Hitlers. So I just peed in I had a chunk of cum that came out at the very end. Mm. Definitely caught me by surprise. Mm. I wouldn't say that I'm inside of a lot of people, but a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that something might be going on, but just like any, I don't fucking trust doctors. Except for you, of course.
Of course.
So help me out here. What do I do?
All right. Well, thank you for that.
Do I have an STD?
No, no, no. Well,
do interesting. I have a UTI?
No.
Am I just having fun?
Man.
Let me know. All right. You bet I'm coming up in May.
All right. So all great questions, my friend. So, yes, sometimes an STD or STI can be mistaken as semen coming out because the discharge associated with inflammation of urethra, prostate, whatever, can sometimes create a discharge that looks like semen. But that's usually with pain or discomfort, that kind of thing, but something the doctor would think about if you saw him or her, number one. Number two, sometimes it's just sort of prostatic secretions. Sometimes it's just like you, because there's all these lubricants being produced by the prostate. Remember, the prostate creates the semen. And it just can kind of accumulate back in there. So it, sometimes it's that. Sometimes there's a retrograde ejaculation where the ejaculation goes back into the bladder. And if that happens, then that comes out in the pee. And then finally, sometimes guys will emit semen when their seminal vesicles are quite full, even when they like have a large bowel movement, that kind of thing. I've seen that happen.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. So all of it is fairly normal, except for the STI thing, which you asked the question about, which was a good one, but very unlikely. Very unlikely. And so use a condom, et cetera, et cetera. Next.
Hey, Hitler.
Oh.
My name's B. I have a question for you, Dr. Drew. So I have rheumatoid arthritis,
Ooh.
Psoriatic arthritis, fibromyalgia, type 1 diabetes.
Ooh.
And my scalp is with the psoriasis. It's like peeling off a lot.
Yeah.
And now it's making my hair fall out.
Yes.
And obviously, that's not fucking good for me.
No.
So I wondered if you had any recommendations on different kinds of supplements to take or what I can do to, like, curb this. So thanks, guys. Touch my camera through the fence.
She's just reading the script. She's just saying what our buddy said. So, B, your question kind of irritates me on one front, which is supplements don't work. If supplements worked, we'd all be in perfect health. They just, you know, I take supplements and things, but I'm just trying to get things on the margin. You have three very serious medical illnesses, well, at least two. So you have psoriatic arthritis, you have diabetes mellitus type 1. Your fibromyalgia is secondary to the other two. It's probably because your sleep is fucked up. Fibromyalgia, in my opinion, is almost always related to a severe sleep disturbance. And
what is fibromyalgia?
Fibromyalgia is chronic, severe, aching pain symmetrically in multiple joints. It's really awful. And the problem with fibromyalgia is it can also keep you up at night, so it sort of feeds on itself. And it has multiple causes. It's a syndrome, not a diagnosis, right? Syndromes are multiple causations, but it is a real syndrome. Do not diminish people suffering from fibromyalgia. I assure you, it can be awful. But it'd be, I think it's more about restoring your sleep and getting your other medical conditions under control. And the fact that your psoriasis is so bad that your scalp's peeling off, that needs to be treated. You're going to need one of these systemic, I suspect, a systemic thing like Otezla, these things that you know, see on TV. You're the kind of person that they would prescribe these things for. And there are other things for psoriatic arthritis as well. And you didn't talk about how your joints are doing, but if you are not on a remittive agent, your joints can get destroyed in a very short period of time. And you must not let that happen. There's no reversing that. You see, show me psoriatic arthritis joints. This is what can happen. It's not fun. It's the worst. You'll see. All right, here we go. Yeah, yeah. No, see, people don't get it so bad anymore. It's interesting. None of the wow, these are all mild. God, we used to see
is
such
like this type of stuff,
way worse. Jeez. Stellara is another thing for psoriatic arthritis. Keep going down. Let's see if we can get any real stuff because the real stuff,
you know what? It says mild,
mild
over
yeah, let's
here,
go
so
severe,
think...
yeah, severe. Gosh, it's so funny because back in the day, it used to get away from us. There you go. That's more like it. Yeah. That's it. It gets really bad. And your knees get destroyed. Everything gets destroyed. Your weight-bearing joints, your hands particularly, what really get hit. Those are still not as bad as I used to see. I mean, it used to look like those coiled arteries back on the penis we were looking at. Yeah.
And is it just because it goes untreated for so long?
Or? Not even so long. It happens fast. So that's why I'm telling her. Your psoriasis is out of control, and you have a diagnosis of psoriatic arthritis. When the psoriasis is in there, it's more like that left one up in the – yeah, that's more what it used to look like. In any event, this is all goes together, and you got to get it treated. You must get it treated. And the diabetes can also affect your hair falling out and make sure your what's called glycemic control is tight. You know, it seems like you're not getting adequate medical care. These are very serious conditions. and can be, you live in a time where they can be completely managed. You can live a normal life with them. And yes, of course, these medications are serious medicines and they have side effects, but you should be able to find something that is a happy medium for you. Another voice message.
Yeah. Good morning there, Dr. Julia.
Good morning.
Booth Boys.
Booth Boys.
This is Ben from North Carolina.
Ben.
I got a question for you that doesn't have to do with white or brown. I thought you might like that.
Amazing.
So I get these weird eye boogers in the corners of my eye. Mm. It's kind of like snot strings or something.
Nice.
And you can just like pull it out with your finger.
Yeah.
And sometimes they even go across my cornea and my whole eyeball.
Right.
Mostly they just build up in the center of my eye.
Right.
What is that all about?
Well.
Thanks, Dr. Drew.
Yeah, buddy.
When I'm 50, you can teach me how to do anal. Piss on me, beat me, and show me where it spits from.
Wow. He packed a lot of aloha in there. So that is just, you know, it's your inflammatory discharge. It's sometimes even pus, right? Some people have a lot of production from their meibomian glands, the glands that line the eyelids, and maybe you have a lot of thick, crazy eyebird. What does that say? Wait, let's see what it says there in that little thing. Wait a minute. Hygiene, removing makeup, eyes clean, closed eyes with clean, warm washcloth, reduced discharge. That's exactly right. So I think of it as some, ugh, there it is.
That looks like what he saw. Oh, my God.
So sometimes it is infection, though. There can be, you can even get chlamydia infections in the eye and of various types, not trachomatous, the kind we get in the genital tract. But you can get chronic allergies and things. You can have dysfunction of the meibomian glands and the tear duct. So all these things can contribute to the eye booger, as we say, as the technical term is. But the advice of, A, treat the allergies. There's so many good allergy medications out there, and not the clear eye ones. You can actually damage your cornea with the stuff that takes the red out. Be very careful with that. I'm talking about the Napcon, things like that, stuff that is for allergy, number one. Number two, warm, hot cloth twice a day, 5 minutes, you know, hot towels to the eyes will reduce this thing regardless of the cause. So there you go. Another one. These are good voice messages.
I have a question for you.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, yeah.
After this one.
Or after this.
What's up, Dr. Mommy? This is Cody from Kansas City. I had a question. It's actually for you, Dr. Drew. It's a question about your dick.
Mm.
My uncle back in the day also had his prostate removed. And he used to tell me stories and say that when he begocked, his dick would fart. So is that true? Like when you know, peace and love.
No, peace and love.
Know, not trying to.
Yeah. No, I understand.
Make fun or anything
no,
like
no,
that.
No, peace. It's a curiosity.
Is that a true story? Like,
yeah.
When you finish, does your pee hole where it spits? Does it go?
No,
I just wanted to know.
Yeah, my just laughs
peace
out loud.
Peace and love. You bet I'm coming up in May.
Yeah,
piss
buddy.
On me, beat me.
Yeah.
All the things.
All Thanks, the things. Yes. I like that. Just all the things. All the mommy things. That's lovely. Did he give us his name? I didn't catch it.
Cody.
Cody, dude, really, I'm glad you asked me because I'm sure that's been roiling around your head for a long time. I think your was it his grandfather? Who was it? Grandfather's
grandfather?
Grandfather, uncle. Yeah, uncle. Yeah. I think your uncle was just being funny. Much like, you know, Mike Catherwood, you saw him in here a while ago talking about ghost loads, like, woo, ghost comes out of my penis instead of semen. Nothing comes out of your semen. If air comes out, there is a condition where air comes out, right? But it doesn't come out with ejaculation typically. It comes out with urination. And when you have air interrupting your urine flow, that is a fistula, usually with the rectum or the sigmoid. So it's a colovesicular fistula. Shall we look up a colovesicular fistula? Yeah, it's like medical school for you guys now. You're asking such good questions. Because everything else available for you online, so you actually get the really interesting questions here. But no, your grandfather did not, your uncle did not have that. Well, there, that one in the middle, the red one, just sure he gives you the sense of what happened. See that? A little connection between the bladder and the colon right there.
Oh, I see.
And so, because what have you learned about the inside of the colon, the lumen of the colon? It is?
Inside the
outside
body.
Outside the body. It is outside the body. And so, it's got a lot of air in there. And some of that air is gas, right? You guys are always asking about, you know, does the gas push the brown out? I had all kinds of strange brown experiences since I last saw you guys, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
I got severe diverticulitis. Did I have that last time I was in here?
I think you had that right before.
Yeah, it went on and it came back.
Really?
Yeah. And
yeah, Susan was really worried. How are you doing?
I'm great because I was looking at surgery there for a minute. Oh yeah, well, you and I talked about this. That's right.
Right.
Yeah, and the reason I actually was starting to plan the surgery because it was so bad. Do you know that surgery has up to a 20% failure rate when you had? Like it can break apart and they can leak and stuff. And so I was like,
they did not tell me that before they operated.
Well, they had no choice with you. You had an abscess there. But I and the abscesses, by the way, that kind of thing is what causes these fistulas. But I thought I'll take my chances with the diverticulitis for the time being. In any event, I had all kinds of strange air and brown experiences where the gas would come out and then I would like spray brown. Like, I can't even explain it. I don't know what was happening. I had no feeling of brown coming, and the brown would sort of like wiper spray out.
You didn't even feel it coming out?
Did not feel it coming out or coming or anything. It just like, whew, and all of a sudden I was having to change my underwear.
Did you have wing stop right before?
No, this is all from the diverticulitis. That part of my colon, which you now see on that diagram, the lower part, was somehow dysfunctioning so badly that nothing could get through because of the diverticulitis. And what did get through was sort of, it didn't like, that whole region wasn't working right. It was very strange.
Jeez.
And I actually had a colonoscopy. I thought I'd mostly resolved it, but if you see my colonoscopy results, I had a lot of inflammation in there still. And
that's what happens when you go through episodes. Like, that's why it took so long for them to be able to even operate on it.
Right. Yeah, it has to cool down and stuff. And I've only felt normal for like 3 days, I'd say.
Damn.
Went for a long, long, long time.
Wait, so what made you decide to not do the surgery?
The fact that they said it has a failure rate, and if the failure rate was somewhere between 2% and 20%, and I'm like, and the failure,
but it has a 80% chance of working.
Yes, it does.
All right, I inverted those numbers beforehand. All right, cool.
Yeah, but the failure is you need another surgery and a colostomy and then another surgery, and I'm thinking, I'll just see how I do with the diverticulitis.
Why do you need a colostomy? I didn't have a colostomy when I had it.
You got lucky. You got lucky. No, if it fails, if it fails, you have to get a colostomy.
I see.
Yeah, so. All right, one more voice message.
Hey, Dr. Drew. This is Caleb from around the St. Louis area. It doesn't really matter. I was calling because I've been, like, kind of constipated for the past 5 days, haven't been able to push any of that brown out my butt and whatnot.
And whatnot.
But I have been able to push a little bit out. It seems I got like this watery liquid that is coming out.
Yeah.
And no solid poops or anything, I recently quit smoking dabs. I was a chronic dab user.
Oh, interesting.
That's THC weed. Yeah. Did that for about a year and a half. I was wondering if that might be able to affect this at all.
Yeah.
I've been eating pretty normally. Yesterday I didn't eat much, but it doesn't really matter. Anyway, thank you.
Yeah.
Piss on me and beat me.
Of course.
Please.
I will.
And you bet I'm coming up in May.
You bet, Caleb. Dude, good job on getting off the dabs. It's hard to function on all that weed. By the way, Andy, you seem like you're smoking a little less weed. Is that possible? Am I seeing something?
I seem like I'm smoking a little less weed?
Yeah, or at least today.
No.
No.
If anything, I'm smoking a lot more.
Tolerance, baby.
Maybe. What am I seeing? Did you just not? I don't know. All right, well, that's good. All right, whatever. But dude, you've got to take a laxative. I mean, you just have to take a laxative. And the liquid that comes down sometimes just goes around the brown, right? The brown is packed up in there, and you can get a little liquid coming through around it. But Ducalax, you can try Ducalax or Ducalax suppositories. You can try Miralax, which is an osmotic laxative that will work. And if all that doesn't work, you can try magnesium citrate, but you have to get things going. And the fact that I've seen lots of bowel changes, people coming off high levels of THC, so that's possibly it. But you still should probably talk to a doctor about it. Some of your age should not be that constipated. Just a little weird and might be worth a medical evaluation. And before we wrap things up, I feel like I had to look at a horrible or hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Let me try and pick a fun one for you.
Oh, wait. I forgot. I have one question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I spilled a bottle of pills on the ground, like outside.
Yeah.
And all of them were on the ground.
Nice.
And it was like near sewage. So it was a very not, obviously like bacteria and shit is all over it. My question is, so my instincts were to take it inside, wash it.
Yeah.
and put it back in.
Yeah.
Wash the pills?
Yeah, but like obviously that fucked them up a little bit. Like it probably took some.
Right. Were they capsules or pills?
They're capsules.
Capsules. So sometimes you can get away with that.
They disintegrated a little bit. My question is like, what was the better? Should I have just dealt with the fucking sewage type of?
No, you should call. Okay. It, depending on what the pills are, you should call your doctor and get them refilled.
Ah,
I'm gonna sneeze.
Bless you. Bless you.
Pardon me. So yeah, you should. You know, you can probably get away with that for a little bit, but I don't know, what were these for? What kind of treatment?
That's Adderall.
Oh
yeah,
you got to be careful. Yeah, I'd get a new refill. The problem with psychotropic medications is when you come to a doctor for refill, they're going to go, "Oh, really? Your cat ate them?
Right.
Really? I spilled them? Really?"
Well, the good news is I'll have all of them to show. Like,
yeah,
all be
I think
in the
that's
bottle,
right. I think that's correct. I think that's the way you do it. I don't like particularly medications like that. If it were like, you know, Pepcid or something, it's like, who cares? But this is, yeah, I think you got to stay with the dose you stay with. All right. And I think it's a long-acting medicine you're on, too, right? The ER?
No. You mean the XR? No, it's
XR.
Not.
It's not the XR. Okay.
No.
All right. Good times. Horrible or hilarious?
Yeah. I got one ready for you.
Oh!
Are you okay?
Ooh, but because,
it's, funny,
because it's a cop, it's fun, right?
No.
No, yes.
It's someone trying to have a fun time.
Is
and
he
they...
on a? Is he on a? Yeah, he's on a ramp, right?
Yeah. Oh, boy. You know they're going to dock his pay for this one.
No.
Oh. Are you okay?
Guy, like, right, a face plant. And then I like the fact that he's jumped right back up, because I worry about guys like that breaking their neck. I mean, that kind of hyperextension. That's how Christopher Reeve broke his neck, everybody. It's exactly right.
I thought he fell off a horse.
He did, but that's the fall. That's the thing, just
like,
from a higher height.
I don't think he was trying to
No, I'm
do
just
a
saying.
Pool wall ride.
No, dude, watch the neck. Watch his neck. Go. That, where the body flips over, that's how he broke his neck.
That's not good for you?
Give me another, not good for you. Give me another one. He's got a helmet on. Good for him. His face can be pretty bloody. But does he have a GoPro on his helmet there? Is that what I'm seeing?
I imagine it's probably like a body cam type thing.
That would be fun. We're going to get out of here. Anyway, 818-253-1693 is that for the, keep those glorious voice messages coming. And the emails at drfdark@gmail.com and the YMH store.ymhstudios.com for all the great merch. And I'll see you next time.
All conversations and information exchanged during participation of the Dr. Drew After Dark podcast or interaction on the DrDrew.com website is intended for educational and entertainment purposes only. Do not confuse this with treatment or physician medical advice or direction per se. You must always follow your medical professional's advice and direction. Nothing on these podcasts or posted on this site supplements or supersedes the relationship and direction of your medical caretakers. Please understand, I am not playing the role of physician in this environment per se. I'm educating. I am a licensed physician with specialty boards in American Board of Internal Medicine and American Board of Addiction Medicine.